Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
Hey cattle producers, the next big event for Superior Livestock for their summer season, Week in the Rockies 34. It'll be happening the week of July 11th, the 11th through the 15th, this year in Cheyenne, Wyoming. Get more details by going to superiorlivestock.com or, as always, you can call them 1-800-422-2117. Remember, at Superior Livestock, we bring the market to you. Find out more at superiorlivestock.com.
Are you interested in adding value to your cull cows? Oklahoma Prairie Beef Solutions is on a mission to reward a premium to cattlemen and cattlewomen who sell cull cows into the program. The ground beef product will be branded and sold in Oklahoma retail stores around the state. Oklahoma Prairie Beef Solutions is an entity of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. Learn more about this value-added opportunity at OklahomaPrairieBeefSolutions.com. OklahomaPrairieBeefSolutions.com.
Well, good afternoon. We had June live cattle 50 cents higher today at 136.80. They unwind tomorrow and come off the board. So 136.80 is where they are. They had some cash trade today of 138, which is above, of course, where the June live cattle currently are. The next month out, August, 55 lower at 132.17. The October's 50 lower at 138.90. December, 62 lower at 144.62. Feeder cattle were 80 to $1.20 lower. Kind of a quiet day, really, for the feeder cattle, but August down $1.10 at 170.72. The September's down $1.17 at 173.77. Today's lows are back below the moving averages now. Now we got to go back and test on the September 172, which was the low from about June the 10th. And below that, you're looking at 66 or so is the next support level. So tomorrow we've got a grain report, which we'll talk about in a second, but that will probably have implications to feed prices in the feeder cattle market. I think the general market consensus for grains is that if we have a normal weather season from this point out with the number of acres planted just across the board, that prices could work lower, and that, of course, would help the feeder cattle. Lean hogs mixed today anywhere from 50 lower to 50 higher.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
If you're looking to lock in a floor price on your livestock, USDA is offering the Livestock Risk Protection Program to both cow-calf and stocker feeder operators. Coverage is based on a number of head, sex, and projected sale weight. Best of all, no margin calls, brokerage fees, or minimum contract sizes, and no upfront cost to you. Take the risk out of your cattle operation today. Call Dakota Moss at Livestock Risk Services at 580-618-2174 or visit LivestockRiskServices.com for more information.
Today's grain futures were mixed going into a big USDA quarterly stocks report and also planted acres. The wheats ended up the day just slightly higher, with July up 1.5 at 9.85 and a quarter. December up 3/4 at $10.25. Of course, we've sold off over $3.50 from the middle part of May, so about a month and a half, and be right at $10. Hopefully these levels hold right here. Chicago wheat 4-6 lower. The bean market 14 to 15 higher here. November's new crop up 15.75, putting them at 14.78 and a quarter. And that's nearly halfway back of from the sell-off. There's also a gap around $15.30 up there. And with tomorrow's report, you might see some action, enough action to get up there. The corn market 10 higher in July, September down 5, December down 5.5, Minneapolis wheat down 8 to 12. Cotton futures were up sharply to December today, up the limit. Up 4 cents at 97.48. Now, that market, much like the wheat market, has been all over the place. Back on May the 17th, it went as high as 133.79, and then yesterday's low was 91.20. So a 40-cent sell-off here in about 30 days. So pretty wild, volatile market for cotton.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.